Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Johnny Blanchard. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive towards third. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Blanchard moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blanchard scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Reynolds moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Hershberger moves to third. Matthews moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jerry Fosnow now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Blanchard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Green strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to second. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blanchard takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. One out. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Segui bunts towards the mound. Foes now juggles the ball. That's an error on Foes now. Hershberger goes all the way around to score. Segui moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Segui moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Segui scores. Campaneris moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6 to nothing, Athletics. Mel Nelson now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Causey moves to second. It's 7 to nothing, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. Causey moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blanchard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mel Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Blanchard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Oliva moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Athletics. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seghi hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdespino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mel Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blanchard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Blanchard moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blanchard moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Matthews reaches third base with a triple. Blanchard scores. Reynolds scores. It's 9-1, Athletics. Diego Seghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seghe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhals. Matthews scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-1, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mincher moves to second. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Rene Lachman pinch hits for Johnny Blanchard. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rene Lachman now catching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Mel Nelson. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Plice now pitching. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Oliva strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Segui strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plyce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to second. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-4 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson juggles the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Kindle scores. Verhals moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Athletics. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Segui fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.